You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
User joined your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User joined your channel.
Okay, today is November the 17th, 2015, year of our Lord. I'm in Five Eyes Country, Canada, and I've got my friend Rolo, who's in Five Eyes Country, New Zealand.
That's right. I said I wasn't taking my electronic devices, but I did.
Fine.
And of course, what happens? You get a massive psyop. You've covered it very well, Adam.
You have to keep your equipment handy in case fakeologist skills are required for a spur-of-the-moment psyop. You never
Unreal.
Know when it's going to hit. You never know where it's going to hit. It could hit in your country, a country near you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I spent the most peaceful week, first week here, up north of the South Island in Collingwood. And Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, we and the wife got in the car and we spent 8 hours traveling through Queen Charlotte and Marlborough Sound, which is the most beautiful country. You can see why they filmed Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit here. And we spent the whole day in the car and the story broke like an hour into the trip. The Paris story broke an hour into the trip. We were listening to News Talk Radio ZB here in New Zealand. And it was just the most amazing 8 hour trip we've ever been on in the most beautiful countryside, listening to this bullshit terror, or whatever you call it, psyop, hoax, play out. And I knew it straight away that, that this was, rubbish. You could feel it that this was,
When you're a fakeologist, anything highly promoted, assume for you as it is for me, that it's automatically fake and you gotta try and any clues that it's real.
Bet, mate. And I've got to congratulate you. The first day you had, I think it was Dell and Tom on, and that was great. That was great because...
thank you. I had all my tools. I had all my equipment. I had all my audio. I knew I played music just for you.
Oh, yeah. You were playing... what were you playing? The Pursuit
Adult
of Happiness.
And
Pursuit
you
of
like
Happiness.
That?
Yeah. I liked. I think Tom was in a good mood because he really. I hope Zach doesn't get too upset because Tom was being hilariously funny.
Zach isn't listening.
Yeah,
but busy pumping out his videos.
Yeah, the thing I really enjoyed though was obviously your interview with Unreal, and I was just saying before when we were off air why I'm included in that flat earth video, the Adams Family video, is obviously for my looks, because I've never expressed any opinion on the flat earth. I've specifically don't know enough about it to ever, so why I'm in that video I don't know, apart from my looks. But
you abstain from a flat earth position? You're a flat earth atheist.
Well, I don't know how, because I've never broached the subject. I have issues with the ISS, massive, as you've heard, when I've spoken to Scott Kelly directly.
Your NASA hoax rants are legendary.
Yeah. Well, I've never heard such eloquent flat earth talk than I've heard from Unreal, the Frenchman. That he said more about flat earth in like 2 minutes than all the rest of the bloody hot air going across the internet about the subject.
You're right. He's very insightful. Yeah.
Well, all he had to say was, everything from, because he's a... he's an architect. We just got to look at it. Well, I'm in Queenstown at the moment. Anyone who's
flat
been
there
in New Zealand, Queenstown, it's not flat. It's just mountains everywhere. But from what he was saying, yeah, it's up to them to prove the Earth is a ball, not up to us. I think that's just the cleverest thing ever said.
Yeah, and their arguments aren't that convincing.
Anyway, so congratulations on your Paris coverage, and I've got heaps of things written down. I was writing things down all day when this, like, can you believe it? Like, 2 hours into it, 2 hours into the story breaking here in New Zealand, I were already going AK-47s and Allah Akbar. You could, I just knew that then that they were going to pin this on ISIS. This, just guarantee.
ISIS is the donkey they're going to pin everything on until they invent a new boogeyman.
Yeah.
Flavor of the year.
Oh, it's just, and it's a blood sacrifice. They were asking New Zealanders to donate blood for some unknown reason. I believe that. It's a bloody things in Paris, and they want New Zealanders to donate blood.
Well, I'm sure the blood banks are low just for regular elective surgeries anyway. I haven't given blood in years because they moved the clinic far away from me. I do give blood all the time. No, I think it's good. If you've drawn from the bank, you should give blood to place it. Our family has drawn heavily from the bank at one point or another, so I just try and give it back. It's pathetic they use a PSYOP to push that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to ship our blood to Paris. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. But I'll just to get off that subject then, something, you were playing a bit of Jeff C. on that first broadcast in the story break?
Yeah, because he was live. I was doing a YouTube search for live audio on Paris, and he came right up at the top. Yeah, he to get into him because it's very boring to me.
You know what? He's chucked in the towel again. He said this before, but he said he's chucked in the towel again. But God, why does he always insist on calling it a false flag, but real people got killed when there's no evidence for this? And why would they do that anyway? We've said it over and over and over again. Killing real people, as Unreal was saying, just gets in the way. Oh.
Messy.
It is. Yeah, there's no need
for
it.
Cause real problems.
Anyway, apparently...
What is their hang-up with media fakery? Media fakery why is it such a difficult concept to grasp? Simple, if you ask me. Watch movies. Our lives are movies. Ask any young person, whenever they want to explain something to you, they always reference a movie. Run into that all the time. Say something like, did you see this? It was just like in this movie. Oh, God.
Sure. It's how we can relate to one another. There's many ways of doing it. I mean, musos would relate through music and just normal people, from what they see on television. It gives them something to talk about. But when TV lies so badly as this, and you've got that Holland guy, Francois Holland, the French president, I just really don't like that guy. I never liked him from the start. And then he's looking visibly shaken.
Like,
I don't know how
puppets.
Many. Yeah, but how many times is that? I hope he was visibly shaken because we're onto him. We're onto his scheme and his scam. I hope he's visibly shaken because people are waking up to these scams. That's what I hope. I hope all the leaders, all the government leaders, know that they're not going to get away with this. I mean, governments are paranoid from the start. That's why they do this shit. There's no way ISIS through Facebook pulled a coordinated attack like this off. The only organization capable of running a job like this is the intelligence services and they have companies that run these drills and things. And there's a lot of evidence to say that drill was going on that morning. So, I mean, it's just the same old bullshit, isn't it, mate?
Old script, same old playbook. Why change it up? Works perfectly every time. Yeah, for sure. It's the intelligence agencies and the corporations that work with these intelligence agencies. I don't even know if we know the names of all these corporations that specialize. Well, I think the Site Group, SITE, is cited often. They cats were told this helps in the discovery of all the beheading vehicles. Videos, rather, which probably means that their company coordinated the production of them. Yeah, there's a lot of corporations that probably work hand in hand with intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
They're just giant simulations. I want to get my hashtag trending, HRDAR, hyper realist drills portrayed as real. That's pretty. That's a pretty innocuous.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Around
HD. H-R-D-P-A-R.
No, it's not, say it easily, herd par, but let's get something like that trending. Paris attacks trend, why can't we try and artificially create a trend? By the way, I think we have millions and millions of Twitter accounts to make a trend. They automate them and they get things going into a frenzy. I'm positive they inject memes, Twitter and slave book.
Did you
not
see?
Organic.
Did you see,
not natural.
Did you see YouTube and Facebook and all that with all the French colors all over them? It's sickening.
Yeah, I saw YouTube and Amazon and Google. All the corporations are firmly behind that.
Oh, yeah, it makes you want to vomit. It was like after 9/11. If you didn't have an American flag on your lapel, you were somehow, anti-American or something.
Or white feathered, as I learned from Globebuster 17 with David Weiss, explaining the order of the white feather. Where a pretty girl in the days of World War I would be so white feather on any lily-livered young guy who didn't want to get his ass blown off. War.
Yeah, that's right. That's
the order
true.
Of
I
the white
that.
Feather. Yeah, I never heard of that.
Yeah, they'd send them secretly in the post to you if you were against it. But that was they had all songs and that to get the young men to go. And the thing that amused me about that whole lapel pin, it was always Sarah Palin that would always go above and beyond. Her lapel pins were legendary. Do you remember her?
Yeah. I loved her. I thought she was a doll time before I knew they're all sort of actors.
Oh, she was as dumb as dog shit. I remember once she was asked a simple question by Katie Couric. What newspapers do you read? She goes, all of them.
She should have just said, I don't read. You know, she'd be way more interesting if she told the truth. How about I don't read any of them? You know why? Because I think most of the population doesn't read any of them. So she would have probably done better if she just told the damn truth.
Probably. But she couldn't even name one newspaper. It was just, like, just say, New York Times or USA Today or just one.
Didn't we look up to her now? Up to someone who doesn't read the mainstream media now? How many? Which mainstream media papers do you read, Rolo?
I've got to tell you, I do read every day rupertsnews.com.au.
No, it angers you.
Just to keep abreast of the lies that are being spun that day.
That's all you're doing, is you're keeping abreast of the stories, not keeping abreast of reality, I would argue.
Not at all.
I read my paper. Now, we have four dailies in Toronto. We're oversaturated. And one of them, one of the papers, tabloid style, to have a big boobed girl on page 3, but I think they pushed her into the back due to Marxist political correctness. But they are the best storytellers for just the jokey joke stories of local crime. And those stories never make some of the other Toronto papers. So it's like they're in charge of the local joke hoaxes and the other ones off. Mm-hmm. Propagate the worldwide stories, yeah.
Someone's still got a job there then. At least someone's still got, like, news basically repackages Reuters and AP and maybe it will, like, get a couple of local stories if you're lucky, but no, it's mostly worldwide
stuff.
I
want to put this idea out to people because I liked reading the local crime stories. Because I like to see if they're anywhere near to where I am or any neighborhoods that I recognize. I've noticed that most of the – I've read a couple stories where people were convicted of crime. And pretty big numbers and odd numbers. And then I look at the judge. They don't put many details, but very often they'll put the judge, the presiding judge. They don't even give the court. They don't even give the actual court – I'll put the judge. I've gone and Googled the judge, and I can't find any info on a number of Canadian judges, Toronto judges. There's nothing there in the law directories and whatnot. And I'd like to propose that some of these judges don't exist. I don't think the trials happen. I think there's a couple top judges, just phantom judges that are inserted to the directory in the most cursory way. Think of that.
Don't, Well, I guess they'd want to keep a lower profile, but I haven't had much any dealings I've ever had with the law years ago when I got drunk driving. But I think you're talking about bigger crimes, are you? Murders and things that make the paper?
Yeah, murders and molestations, things that result in occult numerologically significant sentences, like 18 years. More heinous things that I don't believe. I believe there are sick, heinous individuals, but stories are over the top in many ways. And I can't find names of any officials, but the occasional judge pops up. And when you Google the judge's name, he'd always be associated with some of the wackier, more wild cases. It leads me to believe that I'm almost sure this might be a phantom judge or somewhat marginalized. Somehow, I don't know.
You sound like you're you sound like you're doing a bit of Chris Kendall work there, Ab. Actually,
I'm not. I don't have enough nuts to call the guy. But I'm wondering, because I'm always anxious to know how the magician trick is done, how the simulation. What are some of the details of the simulation? Most people would not believe possible. Or no one would go to that trouble to do. Okay. Now, where are you latitudinal? Where is Queensland? What's your latitude, Brian?
Queenstown, mate. Queenstown. It's about
Queenstown.
Yeah, 3/4 of the way down on the South Island on the east side. It's the pretty one. I couldn't tell you, mate. I don't have all that detail.
Time is
available to me. Look, there was a few other things just with regarding this.
Tell me what
Paris
time it is.
Thing.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah, it's about 8 o'clock in the morning on the What's the date today? The 18th of November.
Wow. And the reason I'm asking is we're having we're having a nice November here in Toronto. We haven't had much rain cloud cover. So for now we get to watch the sun traverse the sky. Of course, I'm looking very carefully at the sun now all the time and trying to. And it doesn't get off more than 40 degrees off the horizon now before it starts to set.
Okay.
I'm curious where it is on your sky, if you could look out and just tell me how it's traversed the sky.
All right. Okay, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so let me just.
Maybe you could
just take my laptop
in the longest...
with me. Here we go. I'm just going out the front.
What is the latitude of Queenstown?
Porch. I guess I don't even know if I'm looking, which way I'm looking. All right, I'm out on the porch. Tell you the truth, Ab, because it's so mountainous here where we are, I actually cannot even see it from here. I know where it is.
Is it not over the mountain yet?
No, it's not over the mountain yet. I can see where it's shining. I'll get all those details. I'll get all those details, and I'll pump them into the chat. I can do it. And I'll take some photos of where it is, right, in a sec. Sorry, mate. I'm not very good with any of that stuff. I just wanted to talk about Paris for a little longer, if that's okay.
Of course. This is the audio chat.
Yeah, just the way that the media is carrying on at the moment. Do you remember when, after 9/11, France didn't want to have anything to do with was going on, and they were going to change French fries to freedom fries?
Absolutely, yes. And then Obama is saying that France is our closest ally.
What happened? does everybody
Well, nobody remembers. Oh, they don't remember. Yeah, the Freedom Fries, they were great. Yeah, they were good. Howard Stern was talking ad nauseum about them. He was talking real trash about the French people. It was ridiculous. For sure. They were trashing France up. Over Libya or they couldn't fly over some area, France or all of France to get there for that.
Obviously, France has done its mea culpa since then and really embraced France's 9/11, so they've really come on board. That's a bit of a laugh.
Is it big enough to be called France's 9/11? I thought it was
not really
big enough for that.
No, not at all.
Kind of wimpy.
It's like, what have we actually seen, Ab? Have you seen the woman dangling from... You've obviously seen the woman dangling from the windows and that... And
I've seen a little bit of that.
Yeah, Simon Shack... I've been reading the cluesforum.info, like all the thread on that.
Oh.
Simon Shack's pretty merciless on that guy.
Yes. Pesenny, P-S-E-N-N-Y, the guy
that guy,
allegedly Is that a real person or a sim?
Yeah, he got shot in the arm and pissing blood or something. Yeah.
Is that a real person or is that Pisani a sim?
He sounds like he's just a... What does Simon say? He's like, he's probably going to get an award for fiction or something from Holland. He's a fiction guy.
Yeah, writes fiction. Well, did you see my post?
This is related somewhat.
Did you see my post on our Canada's most famous good-looking serial killer, our Ted Bundy, who allegedly wrote a book on Al-Qaeda?
I heard you talking about it, but where is it here?
It's off. You can't get it now. It's off Amazon. Sorry to say you missed the boat on it. If you didn't, you can't get it now. Well, this got me thinking that these Americans that I think are probably responsible for most of the fiction and the British, to give an Al-Qaeda story to our serial killer no one's seen a picture of in years is just ludicrous. Crazy. There's no way anyone could make a connection between the two. But yet they report that he wrote this 631 book, and I read some of it, and it's all about Al-Qaeda and blowing up. There's a huge disconnect. To me, it doesn't make any sense. That, to me, shows you how gullible they think people are. You really think that the guy sits in jail writing a book on this nonsense? Come on.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I haven't read it, Ab. I can't comment because I don't know anything about it. But
think of trying to make that connection in the public's mind. Doesn't that seem strange or stupid?
They're trying to connect, a serial killer, to Al-Qaeda? I don't know where you're going with this.
They're trying to connect a serial killer who spends his 23 hours of solitary confinement writing books about Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, right. Well, it makes as much sense as anything else that I remember when Al-Qaeda appeared just like ISIS did. Remember one day last year, ISIS just went into the mainstream. I'd never heard of the term before.
And now it's like you can't remember hearing about it.
Being there. It's the same in 1999 or 98 or 99. Al-Qaeda was just injected. And I went, what the hell's Al-Qaeda in 99? And then, of course, you couldn't hear everything. It's like McDonald's terrorism all over the world. And Al-Qaeda's outgrown its usefulness, that word, because they buried Osama bin Laden at sea. So they need a new enemy. I mean, America has always got to have an enemy because it's as we know, it's a military economy. So
military operation.
That's it.
Contractor.
It's sickening. It is truly sickening. I'm glad that you and Tom and Dell can look at the lighter side of things because I was feeling pretty low at the end of that day, even though I've been traveling through some of the most beautiful countryside I've ever seen, even then, it just makes you feel sick to your stomach that humanity is being lied to and messed with by these psychopaths at the top. That whoever dreams up these drills and psyops and says they're real, I hope one day that they do go to jail for their crimes. And it is a crime to lie. I know you say that that the media, there's no onus on the media to tell the truth. But I reckon a lot of these people, even here in New Zealand, know that they're just telling lies when it comes to these psyops. So that's my
Have you had
take.
had some mutton and mead?
What?
Had any mutton and mead while you're in New Zealand?
I'm a vegetarian, mate.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So, no, I haven't.
The food down here New Zealand have a large phallic symbol that they could light up red, white, and blue?
No, but I tell you, I saw that the Opera House in Sydney, they made that red, white, and blue. So it's not a phallic symbol, though.
Oh, not really.
No, it's probably,
don't they have the beehive in Wellington? Am I got the right country?
Yeah, you do have the right. Wellington is here in New Zealand. Did they light anything
up? They light that up.
I'll just ask the wife. Did they light anything up, red, white, and blue? Yeah, for Paris. Did they light any of the buildings up? We were too busy traveling, Ab. Yeah, Auckland Tower.
You're enjoying life.
Check out the Auckland Tower. Maybe they made that red, white, and blue. But
okay. Is that a bank building?
Again, I say to all fakeologists, Ab, don't lose hope by any stretch. I think somewhere in the conversation, somewhere, it sounded like you, one of you guys were getting down a bit, and there's no need for that. You've got to stay strong against these psychopaths. And the amount of YouTubes I've been looking at on this Paris thing, and it, again, I'm probably going to love bomb you here, but the stuff that you're doing and the stuff at cluesforum.info is the only stuff like that. Jeff C stuff was terrible. It was all fear porn. Again, it was no better than Alex Jones or the mainstream media for anything that's useful. And the best thing, Russian Vids, if you look at his latest video saying, goodbye, Jeff C. If only we could believe it. I think you maybe you could put that one on your webpage.
Oh. Well, you can put a link in the chat. I don't want to promote this guy. He seems to have a huge following anyway, if you go by the numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Live
you were
viewers.
Saying
I'm
that
always,
he had
I'm
500
amazed.
Live. He had 500
That's
live
pretty,
on the day.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He's got a hell of a following if you believe the numbers. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
good for him.
I just wish he was saying stuff a bit closer to what you say, Ab, which is media fakery. Why he has to keep continuing on that real people are being blown away. Where's the pictures? Have you seen that stupid picture inside the Eagles of Death Metal concert? It's ridiculous, that picture.
I didn't see the one of the bodies, because I heard them described any of the audios I've listened to.
It's a ridiculous
Kendall
picture.
Was going over
there's no
it, yeah.
gore, there's no anything. It just looks... But it doesn't look like a forensic picture. It's like a designed to shock. But it's not a forensic picture by any stretch. And how they're finding fingers and then getting them analyzed in bombs and passports again. Isn't that hilarious, Ab?
The old impermeable passports, yeah.
Oh, God. And like it's in mint condition, and yet it's been on a guy that's just been blown to bits, and they've identified. Oh, God, it's just, it's laughable.
Syria on it, right? There's Syria.
Yeah, that's the one, the Syrian. And his name was something Mohammed, of course.
Well, that's animal, because most of the males do have Mohammed in their names, but still, it's stereotypical.
Sure. Anyway.
Don't see you got there. Got down, you, what do you got written down?
You, I haven't listened to your chat with Tal. I don't know who Tal is, but about AIDS. Are you talking about Charlie Sheen?
No, I haven't followed that story, but Tal identified himself as a friend of Vidair. Also identified himself as a homosexual. I asked him about AIDS and mentioned that you yourself are up to date on the whole AIDS and cancer idea, because he wasn't really familiar with it. He said he's worked AIDS people close to that community. Just asked him, had you ever considered the hoaxery that could be applied to that? And he said no. Almost seemed like it was too close. So I said, well, you should try and talk to Rollo sometime. Rollo could maybe help educate you
on
this.
That.
Yeah, I said, Rollo, get on the phone on the horn with Rollo.
Got five comments already. Felix has chimed in. Yeah. I'll listen to the audio, and then Tal Shire. Wasn't that the name of the woman who played Rocky's wife in that Rocky films?
That's
her name, isn't it? Talia Shire, yeah.
Not a name anyway. I'm familiar with. Okay, well, seems like a reasonable person.
Yeah, I will listen to it. And Chris Kendall started off, well, he's done 4 hours, but he only spent about 10 minutes talking about Paris, so... I think have you listened to that?
Halfway through it. We're deep in Corporation Nation again.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a little tedious.
I think he's definitely on board with your way of thinking that the whole thing is
Said he got a better microphone, and the audio's never been worse.
Yeah.
Notice that? The audio was really bad quality.
I did enjoy the mainstream media audio that he cut together, though, at the beginning of the show. I thought that was excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he's done well there, but the audio on talk show's never been good.
Oh, horrible. Awful. Yeah.
But he's stuck with it. So, and it's more to do with the quality of the information, the stuff that he says, rather than the quality of the audio. I know that you're
more steak and less sizzle.
Yeah, I know you're a stickler for good audio.
Well, I know my audio is perfect. My audio is not the best with the way it chops it, but
it's great. I think Johann Bach that
audio
put
chat
you on
has
to
some choppiness.
Johann Bach put you on to TeamSpeak, so well done that man.
Help me.
He put a interesting post in the chat there. Have you read it? That Washington Post is going after people like you, Ab? The Washington Post, I can't remember it was. Let me reconnect here. Oh man, the chat's busy. That's been busy.
Oh, I missed that. Put a lot of stuff lately in there.
Yeah, it was.
Trying
the
to
Washington
follow
Post.
It. Put a lot of stuff. It's huge. Well, these PSYOPs make that's Jeff Bezos' paper.
They're coming
man,
after
I'm a
people
big
like
Amazon
you,
man.
Ab. You're the major wrench in the cog at the moment with your sensible views. You're the last thing.
Mary in the coal mine?
Well, you're the last thing. You and if you promote sensible, reliable and intelligent talk about the nonsense that we're being fed in the media, do you know that's the last thing that the elite or whoever's running these psyops want? So good on you for that. My connection just went. Yeah. Yes, I'll wait till Ab comes back.
User in your channel timed out. User entered your channel.
2212.
Yeah, sorry, Ab. Yeah, you dropped out there. I was going to play. There's a great line out of Casino that it reminded Paris reminded me of. I'll play it at the end maybe. Where either you're incompetent or you're in on it. Do you remember that line?
Oh, I don't know if I watched Casino with Al Pacino, right?
No. Robert De Niro.
The other guy.
Who's the other guy? Joe Pesci.
I didn't watch it. I don't think I watched it.
There's a great line when in the casino, one of the dead shits that he has to employ, he gets three jackpots in a row on a machine, and he goes, like, you're either an idiot because it can't happen because of the billions to one odds of that happening, or you're in on it, which is basically what I think of Holland. Either he's incompetent
or... Well, of course they're in on it.
Yeah, like they're intelligence services. Like, it's not easy to get guns in France, I've heard. So they're all running around with AK-47s and bombs strapped on them. So their intelligence service is either totally incompetent or they're in on it. There's no other way to look at Paris.
That's true. Absolutely true. So true. And why can't people see that? Get that clip. Clip that and send me the.
I'll play it at the. I'll play it at the end. I can still do that from this end if you want.
That's fine.
But I can't say it enough again. They're either totally incompetent or in on it. And if they're listening now, I want them to know that Holland, you're incompetent and they. I can't believe how many times they said he was visibly shaken. That guy doesn't care. I mean, none of these people care at the top. They're psychopaths, aren't they?
Visibly shaken and invisibly laughing.
Yes, that would be it. Deep down inside, laughing at anyone who is stupid enough to fall for this sick practical joke. That's what it is, the way I look at it. And of course, you know, more bombs are going to be dropped now on Syria or something. They're saying it's all out war on Syria. Good God.
Left of that country. What is left of that country, honestly? Most of the smart people are left. It always happens. The people that have means leave. The other people get pushed around or dropped off somewhere.
And that's the big thing going on at the moment with all the they're pushing that human beings are on the move all through Europe and that. But that something doesn't feel right about that either. It doesn't look like families. It just looks like staged. It looks staged as well. All the footage we're getting of these guys moving about.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's destabilizing. No doubt about that.
Anyway, the timeline with this Paris thing, I just wrote a few things down while I was traveling along. So it took him 2 hours to say AK-47s, Allah Akbar. After 3 hours on New Zealand radio here,
Chris was bringing up that you have young people in their 20s that would have been at the club that are identifying assault rifles as if they use them every day.
That's right. Yeah, Kalashnikovs. But then
who the hell knows what a Kalash? I don't even know what one looks like.
Oh yeah, they're very distinctive. You'd know one if you see one. They're Russian.
Why would a young person in their 20s know about it?
No,
most young people in their 20s don't know anything.
Wasn't Unreal saying that most of the people being interviewed were 40-somethings from the club?
Yeah, I think he said that, saying they look like they're in their 20s. So, yeah, that's a huge inconsistency.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Eagles of Death Metal and what sort of following they have. So,
A musicologist. How could they have flown under your radar?
Yeah, well, I've never heard of them, but I don't know how old they are. I mean, I could understand the audience being 40-something if they've been like the Rolling Stones
Sticks.
Or something.
Sticks or somebody. Do you like Sticks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Sticks. Yeah, great 80s band.
Yeah, yeah. But 40s is almost too young for Sticks.
Are they
I'm
Canadian?
40s. No, they're American, but their front man is Canadian because the original front guy didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay. Sticks. Maybe we should play a Sticks tune at the end as well.
Yeah, well, the one I played, Miami shit crowd back in the day was Grand Illusion. Never heard of it. Great song. Go look up the lyrics to that one.
Grand Illusion. What was their big hit, though? They had a massive hit.
It would be Lady song.
What was it?
Lady. L-A-D-Y, Lady. Pull
and
that
Sticks,
one up.
Man, you make me feel so old, Ab.
You are. So am I. Hey, go get it. Can you pull up the lyrics to Grand Illusion and maybe read them a bit? See if I'm right. It's quite one of those revelation of method songs.
All right. Second.
Dennis D. Young. He was the leader. Strange name. Dennis D. Young.
Vision.
Don't worry about the silent parts. They're cut out in the final rendering of the audio file. If you're lucky enough, you're listening live at s3.fakeologist.com, an independent audio platform. Don't track you. We don't require you to log in or register. Just listen. Leave the stream open. Some people do.
All right. I don't know the song, but here we go. Welcome to the Grand Illusion. Come on in and see what's happening. Pay the price. Get your tickets for the show. The stage is set. The band starts playing. Suddenly your heart is pounding, wishing secretly you were a star. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's right.
But don't be fooled by the radio, the TV, or the magazines. They show you photographs of how your life should be. But they're just someone else's fantasy, so if you think your life is complete confusion because you never win the game, just remember that it's a grand illusion, and deep inside we're all the same. We're all the same. We're all the same.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds
it's
like a cool
hard to believe
song.
Someone could... Yeah, we'll play it.
I will, but I still don't have your cracking program installed.
Better get that going.
I know, you keep telling me.
Well, you like music and audio.
What's it called again?
KC.
I forgot the name of the...
Yeah, well, audio it. Cables, get it going.
Audio cable, that's it, yeah. Well, Ab, I'll just say it again, I've got to head out, but...
you're heading out, okay.
But I can only thank you
Brett.
Again for your coverage of Paris, and again, the fake spaceman in space. I'll say this: why did I get included in that flat Earth video? Apart from my looks, I don't think I should be there. But
that was you,
because
it was hard to see on my little phone. It was you, right?
It was me It was me the night I spoke to Jeff C. and asked him, "Have you seen September Clues?" Because Jeff C. is adamant that the planes hit buildings on 9/11. And I said, have you seen September Clues? And he goes, I don't need to, or something like that. Or
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. I waited around for an hour to ask him that question. And because he's like the authority on everything. That's the thing I don't like about him. He always knows. And if you disagree, that's why Dell was talking about that that thing that happened in Taipei, that air crash, that ridiculous thing where they're in that river, that shit river, and there's Jeff C. going, it's real, and my heart goes out to all the victims. And it's quite obviously it was a staged bullshit thing. Anyway.
How would he know? How would he know for sure? It's crazy.
Well, there was enough evidence. That's the thing that we were given, even... Simon Shack weighed in on that, beautifully too, by the way. when that plane clips, it doesn't burst into flames. It just clips, smashes, and then the car, the first dash cam car, doesn't even stop. Just continues on driving. I mean, there's a sense in that. Anyway, we went through that at length at the time. Jeff C. Is no better than mainstream media when it comes to fear porn and making people frightened. And
that's where did he come from? How did he get this huge following? Is it just because he's on YouTube?
Must be. There must be something. There must be something about him that he swears a lot, and he sort of seems to connect with a younger audience. He doesn't do anything for me. I used to listen to him a little bit. John LeBon swore by him, but since has gone by the wayside. But
is that John LeBon in the hat and the huge
that's
beard? Was that him? That was. I never saw the guy before, so that's. Oh, he's quite the.
It was the night we spoke to. We had a chat for about 3 hours, and then Jeff C came on, and John LeBon just gave him all the time in the world to sort of state, because they were having issues at the time, and I just hung in there and just I just wanted to ask Jeff C about that. He's absolutely convinced that planes hit buildings on 9/11, and all I wanted to ask him was that question, and I'm so glad I got the opportunity, so I thank John LeBon for that. But John LeBon is massively into flat Earth, but I don't know why this fake spaceman in space, I think he is actually a flat Earther. I think maybe he thinks that Patricia Steer and...
I don't know now.
...are all those are somehow hurting his movement. Maybe he looks at flat Earth. The only guy, apart from... what Unreal said the other day that I really like is that Eric DeBay guy. I think he's excellent.
Personally. Real deal.
Yeah, I just like his sensible way of looking at things and eloquent way of talking about things. So I think he's a guy that I've got time for. I think you could probably
talk. Do you like him?
Go again.
Jaronism and Bob. Do you like them?
Yeah. Well, I like them, obviously, because of their views on the ISS, the International Space Station, which I think that is a subject with those guys that are just liars up there that are all hanging on harnesses. We've spoken about that at length, me and you, Ab. So I think that's a subject that definitely NASA deserves a foot up the ass for lying for so long and bleeding our wallets.
All those Jaronism crowd does not believe in the VIXM model. They don't seem to buy it at all. They're very.
I know that.
Yeah,
they're
into
Judy Wood and Judy Wood and magical weapons. And I think Simon said, was it Simon or someone said it best, is that you can't be an expert on everything. So you've got to give them a little bit of a break there. But
and we can't put the VIXM report in their hands, which. Brilliant work of Hoi Polloi.
Sure. I mean, that's all they have to do is have a look at...
And then read it, and then tell us what they believe. And if they still protest, then we have to maybe reevaluate their
their
judgment.
Give them Paris to look at immediately, because it's right there. Have a look at Paris. Let's see a list of 129. A great number, isn't it, Ab? 129 dead, 129, 111, and 300 odd injured. Let's see a list of all the names and see if we can track them down and see if we can get interviews with these and see what injuries, get them to show their injuries. Because,
well, are we going to get a worldwide group that was in that club or in that death count? Are we going to get representation from all around the civilized nations?
Did you see that woman interviewed that said that she saw the dead bodies at the front of that cafe, and she's laughing? I think Unreal brought that up. I watched the interview where, how can you possibly laugh when you've
delight,
seen people shot and
delight.
Died? Possible. Disgusting.
Well, it's just like people, war veterans, come back and see real people killed. They don't want to talk about it. They won't even recount it for you.
No.
Probably very. It's a very dehumanizing thing, right? You can never get
sure.
It's a rare person that could recount one of those seeing dead people, people killed and whatnot in a violent way. So that's very unhuman. Yeah. It's unhuman.
Nope. They're all actors because I didn't hear any. There was no emotion there. You'd be an absolutely emotional wreck if you even saw one person killed. But then it's just impossible what they're presenting us. But we're so used to it now with all of these psyops of these bad crisis actors. They're trying to make that out to be normal, and it's anything but.
Yeah, well, movies desensitize us. Video games desensitize us to wanton murder. It's pretty awful.
It is. All right, Eb. So,
What are you gonna have for breakfast down under or in Kiwi Land?
I'm going to. I'd say we'll have say some beans, spaghetti on toast, maybe some hash browns. It's not the healthiest breakfast. Some fried mushrooms and some mixed
spaghetti
in with some
spaghetti on toast. Did you say?
Yeah.
Never heard of that? What kind of dish is that?
We've had it a couple of times here. They make it themselves, and or maybe beans.
You know that
on toast.
Peanut butter doesn't have nut butter in it.
Good idea. I listened to that whole
smell
thing,
that.
And there's Dell with his agitated nuts. I never laughed so hard.
Well, he made me go out and buy. I bought some peanuts.
Yep.
And the grocery store considers those they're roasted peanuts. I don't know where to get raw peanuts, but grocery store considers that a prepared food, and they charged VAT on that. I was pretty aggravated by that. I thought I was going to do what Dell said, sell the nuts and bake them.
Yep.
My own peanut butter, but
you got to go to a health store to get them raw.
Okay, so in other words, if you go to the grocery store, they're already baked, ready to eat. Oh, okay.
What Dell did, he got them, a huge bag of them, and he sat there and he shelled them. Well, I think he was listening to all this Paris stuff going down, and then roasted them. Or did he roast them and then shell them? I can't remember which order he did it in. But it was it was certainly fun to listen to, and the result, which is peanut butter.
I learned a lot. I didn't realize that they extract the peanut oil and sell it
and put in palm oil or vegetable oil. Yep.
Because if you don't do that, then if it sits in a jar, the oil will just separate and you have to keep mixing. That's the reason. Well, you'd have to remix every time you wanted to use it. Of course, it's inconvenient.
I've never been a big fan of peanut butter, but if I made it myself, I think I'd enjoy it. You know what you get when you cross a rooster with peanut butter?
Sticky cock?
A cock that sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's... Oh, what
boom,
a happy
boom.
Thought.
You need your sound effect.
Yeah. The boob sound effect. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, go enjoy your spaghetti on toast.
I'll play that song for you and at the end. And it's nice talking to you, Ab. And I'll be back. I'll be back in Australia in about in another 2 weeks or something. And then I'll chat hopefully with you then. Hopefully you'll keep on this Paris thing
it gets everyone off the flat earth discussion and knocks that off the front page for a while.
Absolutely. But, congratulations again on your coverage of this. And,
oh, thank you.
And it's a real
pleasure.
Quite
the coincidence.
It's a real pleasure to be a fakeologist. It's not until things like this happen. I know there's not 500 or 1,000 or like Jeff C's got so many followers or whatever. I don't think fakeologists are followers. I think fakeologists are something special. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to check in and recharge your fakeologist batteries. And these events push everyone back in.
Yeah.
Reestablish that they're not crazy.
Absolutely not crazy. Absolutely not crazy. That's the thing. I know it's hard. I know Unreal was definitely
do it. So close.
What was he saying that it's hard to talk to normal people? I think you were in a shop at the time, and you had to stop because you didn't want to talk about the Paris psyop with normal people.
No, I didn't want the cashier to listen to me.
Yeah,
because. It looks strange when you're talking to yourself on a headset and someone right in front of you.
I don't recommend it. That fakeologists aren't normal, by the way.
Well, we're all crazy like foxes.
All right. It's good to talk to you, Ab. I'll catch you at a later stage.
All right. Check in anytime. And by the way, I'll give you a TeamSpeak tip. If you want to see if there's anyone in any of the rooms, what you do is you, in TeamSpeak, right-click the rooms and check subscribe. That way, when you come into TeamSpeak, in all the rooms at the same time without going in them. Good trick.
All right, then. I think I've got to update my TeamSpeak. I'm still a bit behind. I've been a bit lazy. I'm on version, what version am I on? TeamSpeak 3 version 3.0.15.1. I'm a little bit behind there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good to talk to you, Ab, and keep up the good
work.
Yeah,
it told me to force everyone to have the latest version. All right, thank you, Rollo. Nice chatting with you. All the best. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy.
You bet.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Play the music. Rollo, the Australian who is from New Zealand. Maybe later he'll play us out. A little bit of Grand Illusion from Sturm. Reminder for everyone, come to the audio chat at audiochatgologist.com. Your smartphone, your tablet, computer, always connect on the audio chat. Come one, come all, as long as you're a verified voice, come into the live stream and broadcast live to the world. As long as it's fakeologist related, that's preferable. Listen live at s3.fakeologist.com. Stream is usually silent, but every now and then bursts of audio come through when people log in and start chatting. If you want to chat, best to try and make somewhat of an appointment on chat.fakeologist.com. Let people know you're going into the audio stream, because it appears that most come in the audio chat and leave within 10 seconds when they don't see anyone else. You could also just linger in the audio chat like I do sometimes. And you'd be surprised there might be someone else lingering, and just give them a holler. And that's what I did just now. Rollo was there. Rollo was checked in and heard me calling, and away we go. Beautiful spontaneity of the audio chat. Once more, where else can you talk about worldwide hoaxes without being mocked or laughed at? Nowhere else you can do that.
User disconnected from your channel.
Microphone activated.
I'll just finish up for Ab. Here's that casino quote regarding Paris event.
Four real sevens across three $15,000 jackpots. Do you have any idea what the odds are?
Shoot, it's got to be in the millions, maybe more.
Three fucking jackpots in 20 minutes? Why didn't you pull the machines? Why didn't you call me?
Well, it happened so quick. Three guys won. I didn't have a chance to call you.
You see the scam? You didn't see what was going on?
Well, there's no way to determine that,
yes,
Sam.
There is. An infallible way. They won.
Well, it's a casino. People got to win sometimes.
Hey, Ward, you're pissing me off. Now you're insulting my intelligence. What do you think, I'm a fucking idiot? You know goddamn well somebody had to get into those machines and set those fucking reels. The probability on one four-wheel machine is 1.5 to 1. On three machines in a row, it's in the billions. It cannot happen. Would not happen. You fucking Momo, what's the matter with you? Didn't you see you being set up on the second win?
I really think you
didn't see that you were being set up on the second win?
I really think you're overreacting.
Listen,
this whole
fucking yokel, I had it with you. I've been carrying your ass to this place ever since I got here. Get your ass and get your things and get out of here.
You're firing me?
I'm firing you. No, I'm not firing. I'm firing you.
You might regret this, Mr. Rothstein.
I'll regret it even more if I keep you on.
There's another way to treat people.
Listen, if you didn't know you'd be a scam, you're too fucking dumb to keep this job. If you did know you were in on it, either way, you're out. Get out. Go on. Let's go. The guy's history.
Exactly. Either they were in on it. Here we go. Sticks Grand Illusion.
What's happening?
To Francois Hollande, the French president. Either your intelligence services are so stupid they can't work out that there's seven different events going on in France with AK-47s and bomb belts and everything, or you're in on it, which is what I think fakeologists are definitely apart. I'm saying that the best people to run an event like Paris, France, 2015, are the intelligence services themselves. It's certainly not ISIS with bloody PS4s. Anyway, listen to this again.
Four real sevens across three $15,000 jackpots. Do you have any idea what the odds are?
Shoot, it's got to be in the millions, maybe more.
Three fucking jackpots in 20 minutes? Why didn't you pull the machines? Why didn't you call me?
Well, it happened so quick. Three guys won. I didn't have a chance to call you.
You see the scam? You didn't see what was going on?
Well, there's no way to determine that.
Yes, man. There is. An infallible way. They won.
Well, it's a casino. People got to win sometimes.
Hey, Ward, you're pissing me off. Now you're insulting my intelligence. What do you think, I'm a fucking idiot? You know goddamn well somebody had to get into those machines and set those fucking reels. The probability on one four-reel machine is 1.5 to 1. On three machines in a row, it's in the billions. It cannot happen. Would not happen. You fucking Momo, what's the matter with you? Didn't you see you being set up on a second win?
I really
You didn't see that you were being set up on a second win?
I really think you're overreacting.
Listen,
this
fucking yokel, I had it with you. I've been carrying your ass in this place ever since I got here. Get your ass and get your things and get out of here.
You're firing me?
I'm firing you. No, I'm not firing. I'm firing you.
You might regret this, Mr. Rothstein.
I'll regret it even more if I keep you on.
This is not the way to treat people.
Listen, if you didn't know you'd be a scam, you're too fucking dumb to keep this job. If you did know you were in on it, either way, you're out. Get out. Go on. Let's go.
User disconnected from your channel. User joined your channel. User left your channel.
Hey, everybody. This is O'Hallahan from South Korea. and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.